It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Six Wisconsin athletes head to Paris for the Paralympic Games to compete in wheelchair basketball.
Both Team USA wheelchair basketball squads have a recent history of gold medals.
We have two Wisconsin athletes with us, one each from the men's and women's teams.
Each of them already has a pair of gold medals. Jake Williams is a Paralympic medalist for Team USA's men's wheelchair basketball team, played for UW-Whitewater, and is now head coach of the UW-Whitewater team. Becca Murray is a Paralympic medalist for Team USA's women's wheelchair basketball team, also played at UW-Whitewater. Becca, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And Jake, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Jake, let's start with you. Of the Paris Games, I understand your third appearance at the Paralympics. How does it feel to be headed back to this big world stage?
Yeah, it feels great. The Paralympics are really the pinnacle of every sport, so the fact that I've been able to go to three of these is pretty amazing, and I'm very thankful for that, and I'm excited to get it going again.
And Becca, like Jake, you've got two golds. You've been in three Paralympics. This is number four, if I have that right. How does it feel to represent Team USA again?
Yeah, it's unlike any other experience. It's the best honor you could have representing your country, and I'm just really looking forward to having that opportunity again.
All right, I want to get each of your origin stories. Becca, let's start with you this time. How did you get into wheelchair basketball to begin with?
I actually started playing wheelchair basketball when I was 6 years old. I was born with my disability called spina bifida. So my parents found an organization that offered sports for people with disabilities. And so I got into the sport through that organization and then just kind of fell in love with the game from there.
Jake, what was your entry point into wheelchair basketball?
I started playing when I was 16 because when I was 16, I had my accident. I got hit by a car when I was riding my bike, and then that left me paralyzed. And I started playing wheelchair basketball shortly after that and then went off to college the next year and then, started playing on Team USA about 4 or 5 years later.
Jake, I understand it was something like 4 months after your accident you started playing wheelchair basketball. I think if you'd taken a little more time to rest or whatever, nobody would have thought there was a problem with that. What motivated you to want to get athletic again that shortly after that accident?
Well, I was always athletic and into sports before I got hurt. And so I didn't really know too much about adaptive sports when I got hurt. And so when the opportunity came up, I think It was pretty good. I mean, 4 months sounds like a short time now, but back then, 4 months not really doing anything. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a while. So, as soon as practice started, I hopped in and been playing ever since.
Now let's talk about UW-Whitewater, this powerhouse in wheelchair basketball, contributing so many national athletes, including the two of you. Becca, can you talk a little bit about your experience at UW-Whitewater and how it puts you on this national and now international stage?
Sure. Yeah, I actually helped start the women's team at UW-Whitewater when I graduated from high school. I was approached to help start the team. And I just knew that the men's team was such a powerhouse and you kind of went to Whitewater if you wanted to make a national team. And so I was just delighted to help, create that for the women's side as well, and was able to win three national championships while I was there.
And then Jake, you played on the Whitewater men's team. Now you're the head coach. Talk a little bit about this program and its amazing history, present, and I'm guessing future too.
Yeah, in wheelchair basketball circles, everyone, like Becca said, kind of knows that Whitewater was a powerhouse on the guys and girls side, and that you came to Whitewater because you wanted to win a national championship and play on Team USA, and Whitewater was your best option. I never thought I'd be the coach of Whitewater, but I think I got a lot more appreciation for the program after I started coaching and understood how much support the school gives and the community gives and the state. And I think all of that contributes to the success of Whitewater.
I want to talk about that support. Becca, you mentioned you were kind of recruited to help start this team, not Every college in the state or in the country is actively pursuing wheelchair basketball teams. Can you talk about what you heard from the university, the community that's making these teams so good?
Yeah, I just, you know, with Whitewater being such a small school, it does get a lot of support. And so I just remember, you know, with our home tournament and stuff like that, we would have like the football team and the able-bodied basketball teams and stuff come out and support us. And I'm not quite sure that you have that so much at your bigger schools. So it was just a really cool environment to play that we had so much support from like the other teams and communities at Whitewater.
Jake, if somebody's listening at another institution, maybe a smaller one, thinking, hey, why don't we have an adaptive sports program like wheelchair basketball or other ones? Would you have suggestions on how to boost that, how to make it happen?
Man, I think it's very important that the school buys in. I think in order for you to have any successful program, school needs to buy in. That's the one thing about Whitewater, that the school has always bought in and given great support. And I guess the next thing is that I just get the best players. I'm not a good enough coach to make bad players good, so I need the best players, you know?
We are talking about the 2024 Paralympic Games ahead of this summer's games in Paris. We have four gold medals here with us, two Wisconsin wheelchair basketball athletes representing Team USA, Jake Williams, Becca Murray, both with big UW-Whitewater connections. Let's talk a little bit about the game itself. Jake, for somebody who's never played or seen a wheelchair basketball, talk about the action a little bit. Describe what people see, how it might differ from the basketball they might have seen in the past.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit more physical probably than able-bodied basketball. I think it's a lot faster than probably what people first think. But I think, yeah, it's really you really just got to pay attention to kind of where the wheelchairs move and everything like that instead of you know, just following the ball around like you can in able-bodied basketball.
Becca, can you talk a little bit about the gear here, the wheelchairs? I understand these aren't the wheelchairs we might see out in the street. How are they different?
Yeah, our basketball chairs are made a little different just because it is so physical. They're made to withstand that physicality. And also the makeup of the chair just, it spins faster than an everyday chair. We're strapped into our ball chairs so that when we do fall over because it's so physical that we can just pop right back up and get back to playing. Yeah, that's a little bit about the differences in the chair. I'd say those are the biggest differences.
Yeah, and Jake, I think people might imagine, oh, wheelchair basketball, people are going to be really careful and whatever. No, this is like a contact sport. This is like the 1980s, 90s Detroit Pistons we're talking about, right? There is contact here.
Yeah, for sure. And we kind of embrace that contact at practices every day. I mean, the first thing that I do when freshmen come in is throw them on the ground and make them get up on their own. If they can't do that, then they can't play because it's so physical and a lot. And a few people fall down quite often that – the game doesn't stop just because you fall down. So if you can't get up, you know, we're playing 4-on-5 and, you know, I like 5-on-5 basketball.
Let's talk about the competition here. Look ahead at the games now. Becca, as you survey the world scene, you know, if people are watching these games, what are some of the other teams to pay attention to? What are the big competitors to the U.S.?
I know for the women's side, it's actually gotten pretty competitive amongst a lot of different teams. Back in the day, it was kind of like you had the one or two teams that would give you a run for your money. But I know that like the Netherlands are the reigning Paralympic champions. China is really good. Germany is right on the cusp. So is Great Britain. So we're going to have a lot of different competition, I think, going into Paris here.
And Jake, on the men's side, who are the other teams to beat?
Well, I think the best teams would probably be, you know, GB and Spain. But I mean, this is the first Paralympics that 8 teams are qualifying instead of 12. So I think every game is going to be a battle because all 8 of those teams can, you know, justifiably make a run at the gold medal game, you know. So I think with them paring down the amount of teams, I think that makes a very competitive tournament.
Becca, can you talk about what training looks like as we get closer and closer to the event itself?
Yeah, so training for us is a lot of like self-training. We get together maybe like once a month for like a long weekend. And then a lot of our other training is like on our own. So like I try to get up shots every like 3 times a week, I'd say. And then our weightlifting regimen is about 3 times a week. And then we also try to get some cardio and conditioning in. So you're at least doing like one or two things a day to try to keep that training up. So when you come back together, you're where you need to be as a team.
Jake, something I always wonder about with any Olympic team sport is you've got a team of players who aren't necessarily used to playing on the same team, right? They might be from different colleges or what have you. What does it take to bring together a team to be ready to compete at this high level?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think when we've had success in the past, I think the main thing is everyone tries their best and embraces practice in the training camps and everything like that. And I think during the tournament, everyone just really has to embrace their role and stay ready, because so many things can happen during a tournament that you never know when you might be called upon to do something. So I think everyone has to embrace their role, but also stay ready.
I want to get your thoughts on, you know, suppose somebody's out there listening, they have one disability or another, and they might think, okay, you know what, sports is not on the table for me. Becca, can you talk about encouraging people to check out the adaptive options? Maybe it's not at the Olympic level, but the adaptive options that might be available to people.
Yeah, my thing for people in general, but especially like the younger generation, is just to not count yourself out, and that you can always achieve your dreams, whether that's sports or art or music or whatever your interest might be. There's always a way. It's just not always like, you know, just given to you. You might have to go out and search to find that adaptive way to do it, but you can do basically anything that your heart desires.
And Jake, can you talk about, I know UW-Whitewater does, I think camps for wheelchair basketball. Can you talk about, you know, the need for outreach programs of making things available for people to maybe try that adaptive sport?
Absolutely. Yeah. So one of the big things we do here at Whitewater, other than coach wheelchair basketball, I think we have a Cornerstones for Success program where we go into schools and YMCAs and different organizations and teach them wheelchair basketball. And that's really how we find kids and adults that want to try adaptive sports. Whether it's not basketball, we can get them involved in something else. But I think that outreach is super important. And I think that's one of the big reasons why our community embraces us, but we're always looking for new players. And I think Cornerstones is one of the best ways that we do it.
Becca, can you give some encouragement now to anybody, sports fans in general, to tune into the Paralympics and watch both USA teams play in wheelchair basketball?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure like where you'll be able to like watch it yet or anything like that, but definitely tune in. It'll be on the internet and things like that. And I just think that people really get a feel for it once they see it, because like Jake said earlier, I think people don't realize the physicality and everything and how great it actually is of a sport.
And Jake, Becca earlier mentioned on the international level, seeing more competitive teams, which is great for the sport. At the college level as a coach, are you seeing other programs up their game here in a way that's making the sport more competitive at the college level?
Absolutely. I think, 10, 12 years ago, there were only maybe 2-3 teams that had the talent to maybe win a national championship. But I think over the tournament this past year on the men's side, there were, 6-7 teams that, could have made a run at it. I think from top to bottom, college is getting a whole lot better. The players are getting better. The coaches are getting better. And so I think the game is in a good spot for sure.
All right. Now, I know most of your time in Paris is going to be devoted to the game, the event, but if you get a little spare time, if you get some tourism time, Becca, is there something you look forward to checking out in Paris?
Yeah, I definitely want to see the Eiffel Tower, especially at night.
Fair.
It looks really cool. And then just getting to eat some of the food and stuff like that that they have over there, I'm really excited about.
And Jake, how about you?
Yeah, I really want to go to the museum and see all the art and in the Louvre and everything like that. So I definitely hope that we can make that happen.
All right. Well, best of luck to you both. I hope you can each bring home a third gold. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Jake Williams and Becca Murray are both two-time medalists for Team USA's wheelchair basketball team. They both played at UW-Whitewater. The Paralympics start later this month in Paris.